咁就跟住落嚟咧，就係俗語事項咧，就係、是、所以第一個 item 應該係確認上次嘅會議記錄啦。第二個項目就係俗語事項啦。俗語事項嚟講咧，就係、是、睇上次嘅會議記錄嚟講咧，就有提到咧，就係話第二點二段就委員想將秘書處將所有有關嘅每次嘅簡介嘅資料咧，無論規劃處好同埋海事處好，都係擺上去海濱事務委員會嘅網頁，咁呢個亦都已經做咗啦。咁第二點九段咧，就係黃耀勤先生咧，海上業界聯席會議咧，就係、是、有一封信，就而家咧就係擺大家呢個意見書咧，關於觀塘避風塘用途嘅未來發展，咁就係而家擺咗喺大家台面嘅。咁就或者呢個我哋可以響其他事項嘅時候再跟進啦。咁就至於係第4.9同埋4.11段咧，就係、是、上次即係、就是我哋上次喺開會嘅時候咧討論過咧，秘書處咧就會去做一個盤點，一個 soft picking exercise on 而家係同海上水有關嘅活動或者係服務又好，各方面嘅活動都好啦。咁呢個咧就係、是、響今次嘅文件 TFWL01/2012 咧，就係、是、呢個做完咗啦，亦都擺咗喺度嘅。咁一間嚟講咧，就喺以前嘅第三項咧，就秘書處會介紹啦。咁至於係5.1段咧。Mr. Paul Zimmerman 咧就係、是、上次咧就建議過喺嗰個我哋嘅Job Reference 咧係有啲更改嘅。咁呢個嚟講，亦都我哋好冇喺建議咧，就係響咁呢個更改亦都係事前咧係傳咗俾大家。咁佢建議更改，咁最緊要或者我哋響其他事項嘅時候可以再繼續討論呢件事情。咁就俗語事項，大家有冇其他？如果冇話咧，就係咁多啦。咁我哋或者咧去以前嘅第三項咧，就係、是、sorry， 好。
Yes, Chairman. I've raised a number of issues in the last meeting, and the 2.4 regarding the development of the strategy for the Yamate Typhoon Shelter. Where this currently the strategy is not conformed, the actual land uses, and when we are going to look at that strategy as an action item, and I don't see it being action, but I think we should agree when that will be action. Similar on the 2.4, I've highlighted the need to have a look at the Wanchai waterfront uses and the need for an extension of the breakwater. Again, it's an action item, but I don't see it being action, and I think we have to agree when that will be action. I've raised the issue in the 2.4 of the landing of foreign navies in Central and Wanchai. Again, it's an action item which we should look at soon. It's, we are working on the central waterfront, but I don't see it being actioned. And the 2.4, I've raised the issue of the land water interfaces of the harbour east. It's been discussed in the Hong Kong Island Task Force as well, and it's been again referred to this meeting to be discussed here, but again, I don't see it on our agenda for today, nor do I see it actioned in the minutes. On the 2.12, I raised the issue of Kai Tak, and I'm glad that the Turkish Motorboat Association also raised the issue of the Kunshong Typhoon Shelter, so we probably can raise this, talk about this under AOB, but I raised the point here that I've raised the issue, and I don't see it being actioned, and we are not being told when this will be discussed here. Under 2.10, the issue of the Tokalon Typhoon Shelter future use is being raised as part of the Kai Tak discussion. Again, it's not being picked up as an action item. Yau Tong Bay, there's the issue of the breakwater if you want any marina facilities. I know that there's a proposal from one private developer there to have a landing step. The Water Services Department doesn't want it because they have, or the Drainage Service of the Water Services because they have a pumping station. However, the pumping station will be under another plan from another developer. The pumping station will be moved. So somebody has to deal with this, and it's got to be discussed. and it's a hot item because it's currently with the town planning board, and we have to make some decisions about the location of that landing step. Again, I've raised it as an action item. I don't see it being actioned, and I don't see it on our agenda today, and I don't know when this will be discussed. 3.7 is the rethink of the typhoon shelter users in general, and 3.7 is the requirement for supply of onshore energy, for waste disposal, for sewage, and for fuel supply to the ships. Now, I see some of that may be coming up today, but otherwise, I'm a bit, we're raising these issues in this meeting here, but we don't see it being acted, but we don't see it on the agenda, and we're not getting any idea for when this will be discussed. So I've raised some very specific issues. Some of them are very immediate to be dealt with, otherwise they can never be resolved because concrete is being poured. So my question is, on those items that I've just raised, when will they be dealt with?
Thanks, Paul. For the large number of, quite a number of items that you raised, I can see that broadly that it can be divided into two categories. Most of these are location-specific items, which I believe we have agreed that this task force deals with the general land water interface issues, whereas location-specific items can be dealt with and should be dealt with in the respective task force. On that point, maybe I don't know whether it actually has been passed to the respective task force, but if not, perhaps the secretary can follow up on this and passing these concerns to the respective task force, say for example whether it's Jiaotong Bay or whether it's Kuntong, which clearly and central, which clearly that we have three different task force to handle that. Of course, there are also a couple of general issues like typhoon shelters in general. But for that, we do have an item, agenda item on this, which is the initial topic. And after that, if there are other issues that we would like to follow up, then we can follow on after we discuss, gone through that agenda item. Would that be acceptable, Paul?
Chairman, with all due respect, it would not be acceptable. If I take an example like the land water interfaces for the harbour front east, it's been discussed in that task force and it's been referred to this task force, and now you're referring it back to a ping-ponging. So for that reason, for the ping-pong, for one of all, second of all, these are the experts. We've got experts in sailing, in industrial boating, we've got a harbour business force, we've got the experts here. We are supposed to give expert advice to the location-specific task forces so that they know how to respond to where to put a, how does the general task force know where to put a breakwater? Or whether there is a need for a landing step? Or why we need a pontoon? The experts are here, not in those meetings. This task force has been created to gather that expertise, to co-op members with that expertise so we can give proper advice to those task forces that do not have that view. So I think that we've got to discuss them here first, and then we can advise those locations, specific ones, that whether there's an issue or what our advice is to them, and then they can consider whether it makes sense in their location-specific plans. But I think to turn it around, so then we just play ping-pong, Chairman.
Any other words from other members? No, the way I see is, yes, we do have a few more experts on land water interface or how the harbour operates, the operation of the harbour, particularly on with respect to whether it's the aspect of a working harbour or whether it's harbour for leisure. We do have a few more experts, mainly the a few co-opted members for this task force. But on the other hand, I do see the difficulty of this task group handling each and every issue. Can we do it like this? We raise it here in my inputs, and of course I'm sure the experts are quite willing to also provide inputs to the respective task force when they discuss these issues. Because I don't really want to actually have this as an overarching task force covering everything. That's my view. But I welcome other views from other members.
Would it be possible to define which kind of items that this task force will be followed up, and which one will be, say, apply to other task force. It's because if we embrace something and we expect there will be some follow-up, but eventually we don't know which will be followed. So that will come with cause worry. That is, that task force passed to this task force, and yeah, so that will be good to decide from each meeting, maybe at the end, to see what kind of things that we should follow up. That would be give us some confidence for those topics.
The suggestion for me, how to categorize these issues.
Chairman, it's a little hard of me to join this discussion as I wasn't here in the first meeting. I'm taking over from Maggie Brook and represent the Business Environment Council through my role on the Harvard Business Forum. I've been trying to understand this issue from reading the minutes of the first meeting. I noticed the minutes and a few times we discussed whether we should be dealing with the higher issues or dealing with site-specific issues. We have to, I think, draw a balance between the two. I think we have to focus on the two. We can't simply focus on the high issues and leave the task forces to try and apply them because they don't have the expertise, as Paul was saying. Likewise, there are so many issues going around the hub, we can't deal with them all. I think in the individual minutes from last time, there's a talk of putting together an appropriate framework, a holistic framework of how the individual task forces can approach these issues. And rather than our task force being an overarching task force, more it's an underpinning task force. So we can give the framework, we can raise concerns, and we should be giving advice on those concerns to the task force where it was appropriate. At the same time, we should be putting this framework underneath. How this task force raises the other task force is a matter for yourself and the other chairs to come up with this sort of overarching framework, I think.
Thanks to Tom. I think we are, you are absolutely right that we are actually in the process, because our work is from the second meeting, of establishing that framework. So that, and before we establish framework, we actually have we understand the overall situation, and that's why we have a stock-picking. Secretary has taken a stock-picking exercise, and we are going to listen to some of his presentation of the result of the stock-picking exercise before we can go further. And we need to actually understand more about further discussion or getting more information or even say a field trip, a site visit to the respective locations alongside both sides of the harbour. That will be fine. We can discuss that right after we actually have an initial stocking exercise results. So it's, of course, usual. Paul has been working so hard on this issue for now 7-8 years, and he may be always tends to have, in my personal view, that it's ahead of all of us. But any other suggestions?
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Paul. I think for Pat, it's very difficult to define exactly whether this task should be this matter should be handled by the geographical task force or this task force, because whatever we put forward in the plan, no matter if it's a strategic plan or a local plan, there would be some underlying general principle behind. And also when you put forward a proposal, there are always some local circumstances that satisfy that particular suggestion, the recommended proposal. If we put forward the plan to both task force, that would be doubly handling the matter. So I think that the best way is for the district plan, for a plan, this should be considered by the task force, the geographical task force in the first instance, to see whether the problem lies with the general principle, or whether it's a matter of the local circumstances before the matter can be considered as a matter of principle at this task force. Otherwise, the matter will be considered by the task force, and then the details will also be considered by this task force. I think that will be double handling the matter.
Thank you. Now, we also have two chairmen.
Okay,
或者其他發展都好，都是在我們水面去看。咁如果係擺翻去佢哋地區性，佢哋去考慮咧，即係以佢哋為依歸去睇咧，基本上咧就根本我哋嗰個功能咧唔係咁大，因為好多時咧每一區嗰個區議會咧，佢哋嗰個意見咧係好即係好大多數市民嘅聲音嚟嘅，同我哋而家喺選擇點解呢個選擇之咧，就係話喺我水面去睇翻岸上嘅嘢咧，點解俾翻嗰個信息或者俾翻個意見佢哋咧，係一個好重要嘅一點嚟嘅。
多謝你意見。就當然就是我們有這個小組成立，就是因為就是都希望可以就是從各方面的看法，就是在陸上網開邊海上都網返陸上，但是就是這個這樣的意見來講，是不是一定要就是在這個小組裡面稱呢？因為這個小組作為一個機制呢，我們可以提供因為成立了一個小組，就已經有這方面的意見，我們可以在有關討論的時候呢，就大家都可以有些聲音呢，這個我們可以探討一下。在今天來說呢，我們是不是我是 expecting this since four races. We happen to have two chairmen of two different task force, here. Maybe, we would also like to see their views and their inputs.The midpoint or a reason.
Yeah.
And the reason is too early for you. Sorry for getting a meeting in the morning.
Kevin, thank you. Just stepping back, if you like, the purpose of this task force is to look at things as I see it, from an overall perspective, to look at the challenges we face in running and operating the harbour, at a big picture level, if you like, to establish the framework and then to establish certain general principles which can be applied by the task force. But I like Tom's words. I think this task force is all about underpinning and advising. It's not the overarching organisation that some people might have suggested. So I think in terms of the work of this particular task force, it is to be the mentor and the guide, if you like, to the task forces in terms of when they're looking at local circumstances and the project-specific issues, that they take into account these general principles and the framework that we establish here. So I think that seems to me the raison d'etre behind this particular task force. I think the important thing here is, and this is Paul's point, I think, that matters don't fall through, nothing falls through the cracks, you know, and we don't play ping pong. So I think it is logical to place these issues that Paul has identified clearly on the agenda and make it the responsibility of those individual task forces. But taking this point, it needs to be done sooner rather than later. And I think they virtually all of them fall into local specific issues which should be dealt with, I think, by the task force.
Thanks. Winton,
any
further input?
Thank you, Chairman. And I know that this is a difficult question because, well, the three other task force are geographical and this is on a more generic principle. So I think as the chairman has just said, well, I do think that either way is possible as long as we don't repeat our resources and handling things repeatedly. So I would say for generic issue it should be this task force. And if we have a project, then if we have a site, if we have a project, then it will be the three other geographical task force to handle. I think in due course, when we have more meeting for this one, and we have the other chairman and other members of the other task force sitting in this meeting, I do not think there will be a gap, actually. When principles are developed and I think, as time go by, I think we will know what to do. So I would leave it to the chairman's decision on what is the best way.
Okay, thanks. I can summarize based on input from members. I think it has been well established that this task force looked at the generic issues. This is not, but at the same time, it's not an overarching task force taking care of all these local issues. So on that basis, and of course, this task force has some expertise, as what Paul described, or even is even if it to be more explicit in the way that we do have members who, to a certain extent, can reflect on other stakeholders' views, which are not normally reflected in the other task force. And I think that has a role to play, of course, as well. So how about you work on that for local, specific local issues? And we welcome members to register or raise it here, but then the issue has to be dealt with at the respective geographical center task force. But by raising it through here or register with this task force, we can always have the expert advice of some of apart from of course, as time goes by, we will establish the basic the broad principles. We are just beginning to do that. But apart from that, we can always this can always alert respective even stakeholders, not even mental experts, who can give their input when the issue is being deliberated. But I do not see it as this is a venue that we can let me be blunt. This is a venue that we can avoid input from other stakeholders. I don't mean there are any suggestions like that, but I think this is also very important in the way that we do. Yeah, as Nick has mentioned, it's a challenge that we have to operate and enhance our harbor, which is at the same time a very vibrant working harbor. And this is a challenge that's why we need this task force. But the way to do it is actually, well, it's my own, it's always my own real and my own belief ever since I get involved in Harbison and Anderson, and I understand it's also the view of quite a lot of our members, if not all, that we actually should be more open and engage more stakeholders and engage the public rather than actually contain it within the task force. And I hope, can we resolve the issue like that, Paul? Do you have any other input?
Well, yeah, no, I think we'd be moving in the right direction probably. So we can speak here about the landing of foreign navies in Hong Kong, but we can't speak about Sandwich Pier here. Do I understand that correctly? Sandwich Pier is discussed in the Hong Kong Island Task Force, but the landing of foreign navies is discussed here. Public boat clubs can be discussed here, but the design of the Yau Tong Bay, Bay will be discussed in the Kowloon Task Force. I mean, how are we going to separate our issues like that? In which case, and I know what topics to submit here and what topics to submit to the other task force, but if that's how you see it, then I will submit a list accordingly.
Other members have any strong objection to Paul's suggestion or view, which to a certain extent is actually more or less in line with what we discussed just now. Yeah. Okay. Shall we resolve the case? Hello,
okay, Tim, just one final comment. Of course, all members are welcome to attend all meetings.
Yeah.
And indeed, if I have some water-related issues that can come up on the island task force, I shall invite our experts to join.
Yeah.